Aquaman spoils their little party, the LOD finally send an invite, or do they? And being Ivy's boyfriend is kind of pricey. They don't validate parking? So evil. We are talking DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 8, LOD or SVP. The AfterBuzz After Show starts right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I'm just saying, if we were to get invites to the Legion of Doom, I would get the invite first. I'm just letting you know.
I'm pretty sure I would get it.
You would not. You are not a team player. You are not a team player. You think you would get it?
Absolutely.
Definitely not.
I'm the undercover brother.
Oh, is that what you are? I don't care. Listen, I don't care what gender you are. All I care is about the fact that I don't feel like you're evil enough.
I think no,
that's the thing is I don't display it.
Well, that's like what they want. Display.
No. They want display when it matters.
No. They just want display when it matters.
I think we can decide like that I'm probably the most evil person on this panel.
You're just the most you're the most mean person on this panel.
I'm so
I've talked to her so much after this and she's so nice.
I am.
Well, that's going to be one of our comments below. We're going to want to know what you think below as we are getting into this discussion of DC's Harley Quinn Season 1 Episode 8 LOD RSVP. The illustrious panel that we have, of course, all of us DC experts as we talk about all things DC's Harley Quinn. I want to know from you at home. As we introduce ourselves, who do you think would get the Legion of Doom invite first?
They're going to pick you.
Okay? Who's going to get the LOD invite first? All the way to my left, Tatiana Goodhart is in the building.
Goodhart. Tatiana Marisa, you guys.
Yeah, love that's them. Right. Tatiana Kind Spirit is in the building. And then, of course, to her right, my left, the one and only Chauncey K. Gives to Charity Every Day, Robinson.
Yes.
We're rhyming now.
Yes.
I donate to cats because they will eventually become my minions.
Okay.
Cat army.
That's good. That was cute.
You're the cat lady.
And of course, yes. The most sinister, nefarious Tehran the Dawn is in the building
the
as
Joker
always.
Wannabe.
The one who tells the jokes. That is I. I is me as we host and discover this panel on DC's Harley Quinn. Of course, Ryan is in the booth. Ryan might actually be the one who gets the LOD invite first.
Maybe.
Yeah. In the mail.
That's right.
In the mail. You see that?
That's a form of privilege, Ryan. That is a form of privilege. We're going to break down this episode, DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 8, LOD RSVP, as thus. Aqua Museum Heist. Aquaman is in the building. LOD invite. Release the Kraken as we get a look at Psy's story, backstory, and his sister, the Monctopus. Harley gets in, or does she? Ivy and Harley break up, make up, we don't know, and Joker in scene. News and gossip, of course, in our special segment, How Harley Are You?, where we discuss how Harley you are in each episode, taking a bit of the cartoon and placing it in your own psyche. Overall thoughts on this episode, DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 8, LODRS. VP.
I really liked it. I thought that it was a really, it was an attest to their friendship. You know, this is a big point, breaking point in their friendship, because we know how their friendship is so strong and everything that they've been through together, especially since she broke up from the Joker. So I really think that this is a big test for it. And I like that. Makes them stronger.
Yeah, it was definitely a girl power moment. Mm-hmm. I can see you loving Eat, Pray, Love because you have not an evil bone in your body. Chauncey, what are your thoughts on this week's episode?
I really liked it. I love seeing Lex Luthor come out. It's always, I love him in different like versions, and I like this version that they've gone with and his mannerisms and things like that. And I just, yeah, I think this, we're at the point of the season where they are digging a little deeper, because we can't just keep going with the whole like, I don't like, you know, Joker and you need to get over him. So now, you know, I think they're expanding a little bit more. So I appreciated that.
I really did like the Lex Luthor sighting. Of course, we get a lot of Lex Luthor this episode. Mm-hmm. And Lex is the Lex from the Superman cartoon, mm-hmm. except to the extreme. It's a little bit more. Yeah. Lips are a little plumper.
There's I think he's black in this one.
I think the voice. Yeah, it's just definitely.
You nailed it.
I really liked it. Definitely is. I really liked the voice. I like it. It reminded me of that voice, but just a little more soul. Definitely. And of course, when he's like, hey, do you guys validate parking? No. we don't validate bargaining.
If he had hair, he would have whipped
it. So good. It was so good. It's just watching it happen and the dynamic between placing Ivy in the position where it's separating them by saying we're only going after Harley because we want Ivy, and then with the big reveal of Harley getting in regardless and causing that rift. But they did solve the rift a little too soon for me, where at least it looks like it's being solved, where Harley basically, because of the whole speech between Cy and his sister, it becomes part of the, oh, well, I miss my friend, even though it's only been 5 minutes since she's gone. But it, of course, they don't leave any stone unturned. And of Joker ends up at the end and is like, hello, Harvey. Ah, la, la, la. And we'll see what happens with that. We don't get a lot of Joker, but we get just enough for me to choose it for my How Harley Are You moment. So let's talk about Aqua Museum Heist and the Aquaman sighting. We get them busting into an aqua museum underwater. Shark's just, I'm reading the shark map like a shark would, you know? And they come out and Aquaman shows up. Of course, it's Clayface. And then later the real Aquaman shows up and Ivy to the rescue. What did you guys think about the heist?
I loved it. I thought this was so great because one of the things is that, you know, Clayface is kind of the actor ham. And then you have Aquaman and they went with him being such a, you know, kind of very similar. He doesn't like to be called the Shakespeare of the sea, but the
Dickens of the deep.
I loved it. I love this version of him, of Aquaman, I think, because it's kind of hard sometimes because Aquaman doesn't get as much love. And you kind of saw that kind of inside joke within the thing where, like, Aquaman, you know, he doesn't get hit in this. You know, the blonde version of him doesn't get as much love as, like, the Jason Momoa version does because they reinvented him, of course. But
they needed to.
Yeah, but they were playing on how, you know,
bland and how he is that arrogant prince.
Yes.
Who's just...
That is contrary to what she said. Yes. You can't say that's what your mother said.
It's like, that's contrary to what she said.
He's royalty. That's why
and the dolphin just came up.
Right?
Like, the dolphin came out. It was like,
right? It's like, yeah. I'm like, wow.
I think it really showed his royalty status when he, at the end, when Harley was standing there and then all the fish tank broke out, he was like, I need to put you back in salt water. She's like, there's a pool down the hall. And he's like, salt water is not the same. Any water is the same.
Oh, is all water just the same?
Yeah. He's like, what are you for? Yeah. I'm like, wow. It's like, pop the brakes.
I really like this incantation of water, of Aquaman. You know, he's just fun. He's arrogant. He's, he is, once again, this extreme version of the cartoon version.
Yeah.
And how he tries to stop the heist and he comes back because Ivy stopped him, and now the news is like making fun of him as Ivy stopped him. So it's just fun to see him come to life, and he does get a couple good zingers in. Mm-hmm. And he does take on the Legion of Doom by himself, by the way, and beats them until Harley has that brilliant idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give him that.
So he's definitely powerful. Clayface. We thought that Clayface's version was this trumped up version of him, and it was actually just like
exactly. That's why they totally fun. Like finally, got it. I love it.
Finally, it was like
yeah, was got this, it.
He
right.
had it right.
He Aquaman is acting like he's Aquaman. Yes. You know,
Clayface should have an Oscar for that.
Yes,
but it's enough to give LOD to invite Harley. At least that's what she thinks. They go there for the visit. She gets that invite in the mail. That's a big deal. Everyone wants in. Even Dr. Psych is like, look, I want to be unbanned. I don't use the C word towards women anymore.
Just slip that like in and it comes up organically.
That's the only word that they bleep out.
Like, they don't bleep anything but what he says. And then they go to the visit. And of course, they see Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor is their guide. And everything is just so cool to them. They love everything.
I would too.
They have improv.
Of course you would. You'll never get there. But Chauncey, you were right.
No, they have improv. And what was the second thing they had?
No, they had.
They had the fish tank for fish shark.
They're like fish tank you and improv. What is this? Like my college boyfriend.
Right? Yeah. Oh my god! I mean, that was a good one though. I was like, that's true. But I was also very excited about the things.
Yeah, but does your college have this? It's crypto submarines with crypto
that turns into a car. They have, we have three of them.
We have three. for no reason. They just have these absurd things.
They have a lot of amenities, you know. Yeah.
And everyone knows where they are. They have this like specific headquarters that's in the middle of like a spring, like a little fountain, and it's got the Legion of Doom head. And that's what it is. Like everyone knows where to go and where it is, and you have to have a membership and a card.
It's where the elite stay.
Yeah. It's a country club.
Yeah.
It is. It's the country club for villains.
Yeah.
And of course, Lex also reveals that the only reason Harley's going to invite is because they've sent Ivy 148 invites.
Mm-hmm. And I would see why they would send him to her.
Yeah, because, I mean, she has a superpower.
Well, it's not just that she has a superpower.
Oh, I mean, Kite Man also has a superpower.
He has a kite.
And that's not a superpower.
As she pointed out.
When Ivy was trying to explain, like, oh, that's so nice that you... That you
it's the confidence.
But he says
it's the confidence.
And then she even says, like, she's like, I wish I had this insane confidence that you have.
It's refreshing.
I know people like that. I know people in comedy who are like that, that just go up there and they bomb. And they're like, oh, just crushed it, man.
It's like the person who can't sing, but gets up at all the karaoke nights and just sings their heart
out. Belts
out. Yeah, like they can sing like Christina Aguilera.
Macy Gray. And here's the thing. Those people win.
I
what?
I like how you slipped that in there.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. So, LOD invite. What did you guys think about Lex Luthor's sighting?
I liked it. I liked everything about the invite. It's sad. Okay, let me ask you guys a question. At the end, he doesn't end up. He ends up picking Harley Quinn. But did he set that up to break Ivy and Harley Quinn apart? Because he picks her anyway.
I felt that there was a vibe. I also felt that the Aquaman thing had something to do with it. But it did feel that way a little. Like there was a master plan and maybe Joker is in on it
probably.
A little.
Probably.
Because he was still trying to proposition Ivy after the Aquaman thing.
Yeah.
But I also think the Joker, because once you are initiated, I think there's a hazing period, and now Joker is he's the king of the LOD. Like, even Lex has to kind of, you know, nod a little to Joker.
Right.
At the best, they're partners, but to be very honest, I think Joker has it.
Hmm. He's the ruling man.
He's the president. He's the president of this fraternity.
I think it's Lex Luthor usually, because he's the mastermind. He's like the long term goal. He lets Joker. It's almost like he lets Joker do certain things so that he can stay like less chaotic at times. So he appeases him because he might throw more of a wrench in his plans.
Okay. We're going to take this to another show, The Originals.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with The Originals, I think that the Joker is more like the brother who has the daughter. What is this guy's name? How am I forgetting these names? Toby. No, his name is something.
Like, I know it's not Toby.
It's like Michael and then the... And
oh, you're talking about Claus.
Claus.
Yeah,
Claus. Oh, my God, Claus.
Yeah.
And so Joker is Claus and Lex is Michael, but... At the end of the day, I think it's Claus got it. And so I feel like Joker is that. Like, yeah, Lex plans and does all this. But if I had to be afraid of one or the other, I'm more afraid of Joker.
You'd be more afraid of Joker.
And he's more chaotic. Yeah. But Lex Luthor is the one who I think he has all the resources and the organization that Joker doesn't.
Yeah, and I think it also goes back to who do you think out of their arch nemesis, Superman and Batman, who's the real leader of that? Some people would argue Batman's actually the smartest leader of the Justice League. I would say that.
Superman's the face, but the truth is Batman, because anytime Batman makes a decision, regardless, the group ends up going along with the Batman decision.
Yeah.
Every time you look at a Justice League decision, Batman comes up with everything. Superman acts like he's the head of everything, right? Because he's the one with the morals.
Yeah,
well, I don't want Superman.
Well, Superman.
But Batman, really, everything Batman.
But then one could argue that that's the same thing with Lex and Joker, because Joker is the one that everyone would be scared of and things like that. But it's Lex who's making these plans about getting certain people in and, you know, in terms of the long term. Yeah, no one really, like, he's pulling it behind the scenes sometimes. But I would say that at the end of the day, he's more of the mastermind.
I think Lex has the superiority, definitely.
Yeah.
Just because I think he has more practice at being a leader.
Ryan, who do you like more between the battle between Joker and Lex Luthor?
I'm taking Joker on this one, because Lex Luthor likes lollipops and candy, and the Joker's kind of unpredictable, man.
I'm going to take that. What? I don't know how you know about Lex's what? Candy.
What is this lollipop obsession?
Wasn't that in Batman vs. Superman?
A little bit. Was like, yeah, the lollipop. Sure.
Okay, but are we going to talk about Batman vs. Superman?
Let's not bring that
because
up.
Because in that case, let's just yell Martha and like that just make all of them stop doing everything.
Is Mark Zuckerberg the Lex Luthor we all deserve, but not the one we need? Is that how it works?
Let's not talk about that.
No.
Let's discuss how we want everyone at home to comment below and let us know. Who do you have as the reigning supervillain, Lex Luthor or Joker? I would love to hear what you all have to think. The reigning supervillain, let's go Lex or Joker. Let us know in the comments below because, of course, you are, if not as much, more so a part of this panel than all of us. We appreciate each and every one of you, your comments, and everything you have to say.
And you can make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube, give us a rating, a 5-star ratings on iTunes, and leave a comment as we were just talking about. And thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, that's right. We are the ESAS. That's how you don't. That's how you don't get in the Legion of Doom. That's how you don't. They don't need the stutterer to come in. That's not your superpower.
They got Bane there.
They already have Bane. They already have Bane.
That was a political thing.
Can we talk about his joke though? Bane's joke when he was trying to joke about the ocean, and then he's like, "It looks like politically correct culture is stopping
comedy." He's like, oh, no ocean jokes? Okay.
He's always the last. He's always the last.
He's one of my faves.
I mean, I liked how everyone was there. We had a little tidbit of everybody there, and then Harley does get in. We're going to talk about, really quick, the Psy's sister being this monktopus.
Yeah.
You know? And then being released and then killing everybody.
That was so random.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was random. I thought that's what you expect, you know?
Like on the show itself.
Yes.
Okay. But then breaking up, we get the Psy backstory. We find out that Cyborg Man was actually in the CIA with a sister and that they were part of all this stuff. So that's a good backstory to have. And then, of course, we get that coupled with Ivy and Harley's breakup and possible makeup. Do you think they make up?
I think they have to at some point.
They have to.
They have to. But I don't think it's going to be... I think their relationship is going to be strained if she stays in the Legion of Doom.
Would you have believed Ivy if you were Harley?
Given our backstory, yeah. Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, I don't think there would have been any reason for Ivy to lie to Harley up to this point. I don't know why Harley necessarily thought, oh, you just need me to be dependent on you because you don't have any friends. Like, that was a low blow to me because...
She was caught up in her own hype, Harley was.
And exactly. And I think what's going to happen is going to be revealed that it was to get Ivy in eventually. And maybe even Joker set this all up to get Harley in and then crush her dreams and said, I was the one that let you get in here. They wasn't going to let you another way.
I mean, Ivy was the one that pulled her away from Joker. Yeah. And like sat with her through that whole like depression period, figuring herself out, going in her mind, like all of, she was there for all of that. So I don't think Harley Quinn is thinking straight.
No, she's not.
Well, we're gonna find out because we did get a Joker scene at the end, and Joker just turned around. That's all we needed to know from the most evil Joker, me. So we'll talk about that as we get into some news and gossip, please.
AfterBuzz TV News
brought to our attention today, Ryan. Let us know that the Birds of Prey trailer is out. And, of course, it features our main girl, Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn is amazing, played by Margot Robbie, who is Quentin Tarantino's secret crush after the Golden Globes, as we saw. However, Margot is going to reprise her role as Harley Quinn, and we're going to see so much. And in Harley Quinn, in the Birds of Prey, we get a lot of other of the female DC characters who we've all been looking forward to. The trailer is out. You might want to go check it out and make sure to watch. Now, let's get into how Harley are you? How Harley are you, Tatiana?
I really felt the part where Psy and his sister like made up. That was nice.
Yeah, that's because you have a good heart.
I do.
And that's great for not the Legion of Doom. Let's... Talk to Chauncey.
I think for me in this one, it was the Ivy one and the fact that she wasn't embarrassed by Kite Man this time. Like when Harley was like, you know, did he just... But she was like, you know, this guy is better than all the other people here. Everyone, he may not be the coolest or whatever like that, but he's a genuine guy.
That's so sweet, Chauncey. Oh my, that's so sweet of you to say. That's a beautiful sentiment for you to have. I'm actually very... I respect that a lot. Mine is, of course, when Joker swings around. Let's get Candace, where can people find you if you want to be found? Tatiana.
My name is Tatiana Marisa, at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms.
Chauncey K.
Yeah, and you can find me, Chauncey K. Robinson, on Rotten Tomatoes, as I'm a Rotten Tomatoes film and TV critic there.
And of course, I am Tyran, literally I-A-M-T-E-H-R-A-N, across all that social atmosphere, and find me hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows, because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows too. Until next Harley!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.